Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here, live Saturday episode of the show. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Beefless Mountaineer.
And this guy with a beard, what's his name? Oh, the Reverend Captain Kickass, that's right.
Indeed. And Beard Talk Live, of course, coming up a little bit later. We can talk about that as the show goes on here tonight.
Got a new logo.
Yeah, that's right. Very exciting. It looks nice, by the way.
That's all right.
So we're going to get into whatever's on your mind. In fact, we're going to the phones first, where Dave Ridley is on the line to start things out from RidleyReport.com.
Ridley.
Yeah, I understand you guys are talking about Ukraine tonight. I just wanted to, like, Milo Vangelis, the Yugoslav dissident, once said, I mean, it's not an exact quote, but something to the effect of, don't trust headlines, trust history. And I wanted to bring up a historical precedent that people keep forgetting. They haven't been paying much attention, but the Ukraine war is a lot like the Sino-Vietnamese war in a lot of ways, which occurred in the early 70s, where Deng Xiaoping invaded Vietnam for somewhat similar reasons to why Russia invaded Ukraine. And he was concerned about excessive foreign influence in Vietnam. He was angry at the Russians for being too involved in Vietnam.
Okay.
And the Vietnamese, and I'm sorry, it wasn't the late 70s. It wasn't the early 70s, the late 70s. But the Vietnamese, it was kind of similar to the Ukraine invasion. The Vietnamese army performed very well, humiliated the Chinese on the battlefield. But eventually, the Chinese numbers began to tell, and the Chinese ultimately achieved their strategic objectives. I don't think they annexed much in the way of territory, but they were able to kind of reduce Russian influence in Vietnam. And that kind of solution or that kind of outcome has lots of precedence in the world. And it wouldn't be the worst thing if that is the type of outcome that happens in Ukraine.
Okay. When you're saying that might happen in Ukraine, can you put it in today's terms, what that would mean?
Oh, it would probably mean Russia achieves some strategic objectives, such as keeping Ukraine out of NATO, but it doesn't really get much in the way of territory.
Well, now you know that Russia the Ukrainian territories of the eastern side, the Donbass and the sections below that, just voted last weekend on a 5-day referendum to join Russia. So, I mean, Russia is claiming those territories as part of Russia at this point. In fact, Putin this week signed some official paperwork saying that they are officially bringing them in. Now, it still has to go through the whatever Russian legislature is, and I think it has to get some sort of a stamp by a court. I've got a story from RT about the steps that need to be taken, but essentially, as of right now, Russia is moving towards considering those areas their territory.
Like Ukraine is ours.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't think they're going to be able to make that claim, that they're going to be able to stick it out?
Well, that's the difference between these two wars, is that the Sino-Vietnamese war was shorter. It wasn't precisely territorial. The Russians are overplaying their hand, but can they actually hold these territories? Because, I mean, you know, don't trust headlines, trust history. If you look at what happened in Croatia in 1991 and 1995, Serbia took over all this territory, but they couldn't hold it because they overplayed their hand. They declared independence. They had all the Knin, Krajina, Serbs supposedly had their own thing. But Croatia eventually reconquered it. And it would not surprise me if the Ukrainians actually reconquered this stuff. And, of course, that could lead to the Ukrainians overplaying their hand. So the solution is it's to do what worked well historically, where the Sino-Vietnamese War came to an end because they had an agreement and both sides got something. The Russo-Finnish War in 1940 came to an end when the Finnish army put up a very good resistance, but eventually provided some strategic concessions to Russia. You just have to provide something.
Well, right now, the president of Ukraine is being reported that he is refusing to speak with Putin. Putin apparently is saying, let's return to negotiations. Let's talk. Let's, you know, iron this thing out. Let these people go, and we'll call this a day. I'm sure that's what he would say were there to be negotiations, because right. Supposedly this is where this conflict is supposed to end. These people want to join Russia, ostensibly, if you believe the poll that was done, or the referendum. And the guy from Ukraine is saying he's not willing to speak to Putin. He'll talk to the next Russian president, apparently, he says. But not Putin.
I won't talk to this clown, but I'll talk to the other clown.
So this guy in Ukraine is not interested in any kind of negotiations, with the exception of negotiating more billions of dollars from the U.S. taxpayers and probably the European Union, because I believe they just cut him another $12 billion check this week from the U.S.
Well, and that tells you where the command of whether or not you get to talk to Putin is really coming from. I mean, the people who have a handle on his collar are obviously America. That's mm-hmm. where his money's coming from, and they do not want peace between Ukraine and Russia.
Peace with Putin means he's not getting billions of dollars from the U.S., right, to give to all his buddies.
Yeah. U.S. wants to continue the war against Russia without getting nuked, preferably. So mm-hmm. the only way to do that is to keep the war going in Ukraine.
And so what do you guys think? Is NATO going to accept Ukraine? They just made the, speedy application this week. I think it was yesterday or the day before. They signed the paperwork. And in order to get in, they have to get the agreement of all 30 NATO nations. That's a tall order.
I don't think it'll happen, and I really hope it doesn't happen.
Me too.
I think Turkey, at least, is going to stand in the way of that, because they've already said that they were going to.
Okay, good.
And if it does enter NATO, I mean, that will likely be the beginning of World War III.
Yeah, that's the real concern here.
It's the chess of statism. Like, I so don't care. Like, the rulers are going to do what the rulers are going to do, whether we want them to do it or not. We have no say. We have no way to prevent them from doing one or the other thing. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I won't say it's predetermined, but it might as well be, because, well, none of us have any say in it. None of the Ukrainian people really have any say in it. None of the Russian people really have any say in it. So the only people that have any say in this thing are the tyrants,
the top thugs.
Yeah, I'd like to point two things out, though. Number one, we could have avoided all of this if we had just let Russia into NATO in the first place, because they had attempted to join NATO, which I thought was hilarious.
The North American Tyranny Association?
Right, mm-hmm. Which, you know, they basically banded together to stop the USSR. So when Russia's like, hey, can I join? I thought that was hilarious and wonderful. And if they just let them join instead of, you know, basically acting as if the USSR had never fallen, then we wouldn't be in this circumstance.
Ridley, any other thoughts?
Well, there's this natural length to which these wars are supposed to go on for a certain period of time. They have a natural end. But something like the United States spending all these billions prolongs it unnaturally. Mm-hmm. And every day that it goes on, we're closer to all dying.
True. Thank you, Ridley, for the call. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
And, like, just as evidence that the government of the United States of America doesn't give two craps about anybody who they consider citizens, inflation's at an all-time high, right? There's a housing crisis going on. Well, okay, 40-year high. There's a housing crisis going on. Housing prices are through the roof right now. People can barely feed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, let's send billions to some foreign country for what?
Yeah. Politics.
Yeah. Because they can get away with it. Yeah. And I'd also like to point out that when they want to, they actually know how to treat people, because you'll notice that you have to have unanimous consent in order to join NATO. And that's how any reasonable way of running an association would be, like a unanimous consent of every new member. It would be voluntary association among sovereign beings.
Is NATO like a homeowners association for, like, you know, for countries, for the tyrants of governments?
If you want to join the show, you can hear your thoughts on this developing situation. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether or not Ukraine is allowed into NATO is certainly a big question right now, but also what is going to transpire with these areas of Ukraine that are ostensibly voting to leave and join Russia? That's really also something else that's going to shake
us. I won't be happy until Ukraine is a rental place for cranes.
There's more coming up. You can join us here on Free Talk Live Saturday.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show here, the live Saturday episode, the number 603-283-6160.
at 603-283-6160. Ukraine, their government thugs have applied for NATO membership, and they have to be approved by 30 other sets of government thugs. So maybe that part isn't going to happen.
When government regulates government, what do you get? Crap, that's what you get.
Ultimately, what that would change would be that if they did join NATO, then NATO could join the fight directly in Ukraine, as I understand it. Now they have to play this proxy
war thing. NATO have, like, a separate army from...
I believe they do.
Is it separate from, like, the UN? I remember the Blue Hats from back in the day.
I think it is, but I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this would foment nuclear war, even if they weren't at war in Ukraine right now.
Wait, could NATO, like, fight the UN? Could, like, there be a war between NATO forces and UN forces? Because that would be obscene, right? Like meta government agencies fighting each other. That would be obscene. Not that government isn't obscene by itself, but
I feel sorry for the people that would be in the midst of it. Because I'm sure you've heard about some of the horrors that UN troops have visited upon just the average people that are in any given area. Just absolutely horrifying.
They wear those
rapes.
Light blue hats because light blue is supposed to signify peace.
So if you want to join the show here, you can. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Scott Hughes, who is a Free Talk Live Gold supporter of our AMPS program. Scott joined over at amps.freetalklive.com. That is our Patreon, where he's gold, so he's doing $10 a month. Thank you, Scott, for that. We ask for $5. He's doing $10, so going above and beyond. And it's appreciated because it helps us advertise, market, promote, and support, which is what AMPS stands for, Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do here and you want to continue to support us to continue this mission, you can do that, and you can get some cool perks as well, like access to the recorded commercial-free full radio show archives and podcasts over at our Patreon, which you can. It's an RSS feed, so it's very nice. Nice feature over at amps.freetalklive.com. Want to go?
Beat me up, Scotty.
Continuing here, Jet is on the line in Tennessee. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, I got a couple of points of trivia and then talk about the protesting. You know, this Ukraine thing, of course, NATO is not going to accept them at this point. That would be insanity. But I want to point out that China is like half the size of the United States, but it has twice the number of people. And now Russia has twice the landmass of the United States and half the number of people of the United States. So I was thinking, why doesn't anyone, you know, Russia was saying how they wanted to rescue their Russian people from the Ukrainians, from all that good stuff. Well, I was thinking, why not just invite those people who call themselves Russians into Russia since there's so much room? Anyway, it just shows how stupid borders are and all that kind of thing.
Well, and isn't it, I keep stumbling upon this, in the United States of America, there's like, more than enough land for every person within the geographic area known as the United States to have, I don't know, 20 acres or something like that. Like, you could actually fit all of the people into, I don't know, a state the size of Montana. Yeah.
Well, to answer the question of why, you would have to get inside the head of Putin and, you know, his various...
Well, I can tell you one reason why. So the unique geography of Russia and Ukraine makes that the only way to easily invade Russia is through Ukraine, either through the year-round warm water port or just through, like I said, geographically, the way that the mountains and everything are structured, you pretty much have to go through there in order to get to Moscow.
Hmm.
So
it's a land grab. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Just a land grab and trying to make trouble from a crazy person. But I wanted to mention something about the protests that are happening, you know, like
Iran?
Russian, Iran and the Russian guys, they're bailing out. They're going, I'm not going to fight this. And and the concerts that are going over there, they're saying, you know, F the war and all this kind of thing. Well, to me, it's kind of exciting because, you know, my whole deal is help people understand that these monsters, these overlords, are just other people, and I think that's coming about. I was hoping it would have been at the turn of the century, you know, with the internet and all, but it's finally coming to where people are saying, you know, these people have no right to tell us what to do or to demand that we go put on a uniform and all this kind of stuff. So we'll see where that goes. But and then my last thing is a couple weeks ago, I called in and kind of I give my, 7-second elevator speech, you know, the one where I say that people with titles are just other people. We have no more right to do anything than you or I. Well, the guys that were talking at that time were saying it's too long. And I'm going, help me understand how I can make that shorter. People with titles are just other people who have no more right to do anything than you or I may not do.
Mm-hmm. Seems pretty succinct to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if I was on that show or not, but what you say is factually correct, and I agree with you. And, you know, I don't know if there was, like, some attempt to sort of, like, further sloganize that.
Well, the bottom line is that that is what's going to change the world toward freedom, is when people in general, you know, say to themselves, you know, these other monkeys who used to be my neighbor, who now have some kind of special title in an office, they don't get to do what they do because they're just another person. Used to be somebody's son or uncle or, like I said, neighbor. So it's just, it's insanity for anyone to think of another person as being somehow greater because they have a title.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. I share his vision. I really hope that someday mankind will come to the realization that the state or governments are just as bad an idea as old chattel slavery was.
And
we moved past that.
Such a horrible idea. Like, if somebody came to you today and said, hey, guys, let's put together an organization that claims a monopoly on violence in a geographic area and tells everybody else sort of what to do and how to live their lives, and we'll make you pay for it. Doesn't that sound like a great idea? Like, if somebody proposed this idea, put together like a PowerPoint presentation for like, hey, this is what we're going to, everybody who has any common sense at all would be like, this sounds dumb. This is a horrible idea. But for whatever reason, people that exist now are like, well, that's what was here when I was born, and so we should just accept it. And
yeah,
that's what we have to live with, I guess.
Well, most people would rather have a predictable amount of violent crime than an unpredictable, even if it's lower amount of violent crime. And the government certainly tends to provide a predictable amount of violent crime. Every year Every year you will be stolen from on April 15th. It's very orderly. Every time that you drive, there is a probability that you will be shaken down for money by these so-called officers.
The road pirates.
Highwaymen.
And ultimately, government is just a group of violent thugs. But they are a predictable set.
Yes, but they have badges and uniforms and fancy hats and identification
forms that you have to fill out. That's a predictable amount of violence that you have already agreed to with your social contract.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can share your thoughts here on the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Phones open at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Things are not looking too bright when it comes to the economy. However, there is a potential solution, which is to get your money out of the government system and put it into something that has real value.
Such as?
That they can't easily just take away by printing more money out, which is
perhaps like
inflation, like gold and silver that you can get from bullionmax.com. That's what some savvy investors have been doing for a very long time, because historically, precious metals like gold and silver do a pretty good job at keeping up with inflation. Obviously, there's no guarantee for future results, but they got a long history behind them, so odds are that's going to continue. You can get direct from bullionmax.com without talking to a salesperson, and they will ship your precious metals fully insured directly to your home. And now you can get the gold back through bullionmax.com/FTL. You can, and goldbacks, if you've never heard of them,
that's awesome,
are
right?
Beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet. It's made of real gold. They're very popular. They're accepted at freedom-loving businesses. You're not going to be able to spend these at Walmart, right, but you're going to be able to spend these, perhaps, at your local mom-and-pop store. Why don't you introduce them to it? They're pretty brand new to the scene, so go and learn more. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. You can grab some goldbacks there. The Wyomings just came out.
They did. Great, too. They're beautiful.
Utah, Nevada, New Hampshire were the states that came before Wyoming. Those are the only 4 states available. So check them out at bullionmax.com/FTL. Now, look, if you're looking to just stack gold,
You don't want to get the gold backs for that. Gold backs are for using, for spending. If you want to stack gold, there's plenty of ounces and other sizes of gold and silver over at bullionmax.com that can help you out with that too. And that's where you get the lowest price per, you know, per ounce. But then you can't really use it for anything. So for stacking, you want to go with the ounce stuff or whatever size you prefer. And for spending, you want to use the gold backs. So check out bullionmax.
Unless you're going to dollar cost average into gold and just be like, I'll get a little bit at a time.
Well, that's always a good idea, too.
What was the website?
It's bullionmax.com/FTL.
I'm curious because one of the things that I really enjoy about one of these websites out of the, before even the aughts, really, or at least around the aughts, that is credited with destroying newspapers, Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
They have, when you go and browse whatever for sale, they have a little box on the left-hand side that says cryptocurrency.
They do now, yeah. That's right.
They've had that for years now.
Yeah.
And I've used it.
I love it.
I love it. And I'll sort things by only that.
Like, that's cool.
Hey, let me see what I can buy for crypto today.
That's a cool idea.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could buy boats. You could buy, like, if you expand your search to, like, whatever your zip code is and go, like, 500 miles or whatever, you can find all of the things in, like, you know, most of the that's country awesome. That are for sale for crypto. But it would be really interesting if Craigslist also added a checkbox for buy with gold or buy cool. with silver. That would be also very cool.
Maybe as time goes on, there will be enough demand for that as the dollar really starts to tank. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. John is on the line in Delaware. John, go ahead.
I was hearing recently, I don't know the airline, but there's been some flights that somebody's been able to hack into mid-flight. And they get over the intercom and they hack porno sound effects.
Oh, my.
And I heard it wasn't just for a little bit of time. These people can't figure out how to shut the damn thing off.
Damn.
This is like a two-hour flight nonstop, man. Imagine being on that flight with the kids.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I had nothing to do with that at all. It wasn't me.
Dude, imagine that. And there was one recently, they were doing ghost and ghoul sounds, I guess, for Halloween coming up. But they can't figure out how to shut this off. And I was wondering if they can get in and hack the computer system to do that, could they control the jet possibly?
Well, no, I don't think so.
And also, like, it's probably like a 12-year-old kid on a laptop or a tablet who's hacked into the sound system.
So wait, how many times does this happen that you know of?
I've heard of two occasions. The first one I initially heard was the whole entire flight, like a 2.5 hour flight. It was porno sounds. And the most recent one, I actually heard the sound effects. They were playing them on the radio. It was like a ghost, a ghoul sound, you know.
So it sounds to me like maybe somebody figured out how to do this and they put it out there on the internet because
the airline doesn't want to admit that it was hacked. That's right. The thing.
They're is it the same airline, by the way? Is it the same brand of airline in both instances?
Yeah, it's the same airline that keeps get that this. Keeps
which airline is it?
I can't remember, okay. To be honest with you, and I don't want to say if I don't really remember. Sure. I think
so you're saying the airline doesn't want to admit that they got hacked, but okay, if the porno sounds are coming over your intercom, you've got two options. Like, either you admit that you got hacked, or you say we were trying to do this.
Mm-hmm. It'd be even funnier if it was like one of the flight attendants that did it.
You know what? I also heard, guys, the flight attendants aren't even initially hired to serve food and drinks. The real initial reason for hiring them is for that safety deal they do before the flight. You know, they show you how to put on your mask and all that. They're actually hired as safety people, if you want to believe that.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but it's an interesting rumor. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160.
That's what they call that, the safety dance.
I've heard of it,
the buckle. And I mean, like, there's a song from the 80s called The Safety Dance that has nothing to do with the dance the airline people do. But
that's what they want you to think.
Okay. All right. So back to the story here with regards to potential World War III, the different areas of Ukraine on the eastern side, you know, the Donbass so-called republics, whether you want to agree with that or not is, you know, obviously up to you. And then
I have a a vernacular question, or is it a I'm not sure. So World War One was WWI,
yes,
in the Roman numeral,
right,
one.
Right.
And then World War Two was also WWII, but in some instances written as WW2.
Yeah.
The numeral two, not II. And
right.
So if it's World War Three, is it going to be WWIII, or is it going to be WW the numeral three?
I guess it would depend on how much room you needed in the title of a news story.
And if anyone's around to write it.
So yes. In like a Twitter tweet, because you're limited to characters.
Probably going
to
see WW3 more often there.
Okay, but in like a blog post, it's going to be WWIII.
Perhaps. Okay. Hopefully we don't ever get to find out, Captain, but that is definitely seems to be where both sides are barreling towards it as quickly as they can, it seems. Now, you've got the different areas voting to not declare independence from Russia or from Ukraine, but to actually leave Ukraine and join Russia. And the next step here, according to RT.com, is that the treaties, which have now been apparently endorsed by apparently Putin and the presidents of the various different areas of these of Ukraine, they are now going to be submitted to Russia's constitutional court, which will assess them to ensure they don't violate Russian law. Then the agreements will have to be ratified by the state Duma, which is the lower house of Russian parliament, and then by the federal council.
Duma.
Its upper house, lawmakers,
sure,
will also need to pass legislation on incorporating the two republics and two regions into Russia, the Donbass republics, as well as the other two areas, Kherson and Zaporizhzhia, will become part of Russia no sooner than the law is signed by Putin. Now, what they don't give you here is an estimate of how long all of this political bureaucracy is going to take. I don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years.
I don't,
have no idea.
I don't know the population of Ukraine. Let's just, for round numbers, let's just say it's 10 million.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Now, let's say 8 million people in the Ukraine vote to join Russia.
It was only this, the eastern areas that, okay, that did this.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
The people who did not vote to join Russia should be allowed to not join Russia.
Yeah, that would be an ideal world.
But that's not going to happen because in democracy, whenever a majority of people votes for something, it forces the remainder of people into whatever shape the democracy voted for.
Well, there's nothing quite as democratic as gang rape.
So apparently the lower house of Duma could convene as soon as October 3rd, that's Monday, to discuss potential treaty ratification. So this is moving, it sounds like. Your thoughts are welcome here if you want to join us. This is Free Talk.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Peakless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here in the studio. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and get over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started. Right there at the top of the page, you'll find some introductory information there, which you should spend a little bit of time with. If all you got's 5 minutes, that's okay. The first video, I think, is 3 and change. So you can watch that and absorb some new information, get some new ideas about the idea of money and cutting out the governments and the banks, the big bankers from the picture of money. Cut out the middleman. It's always a good plan. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. You can also get the latest news headlines there anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. And there's many other features, including the ability to actually purchase Bitcoin and other cryptos.
And it is a really good time to start putting a little bit away at a time, because we are, by all appearances, relatively close to the bottom of this cycle.
I hope you're right about that. Right now, Bitcoin is at about 19,300 and change per unit. But remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get 1% or less if you want to. So it's, you know, up to you what level you get into it. Don't spend what you can't afford to lose, obviously. Mm-hmm. And do your research first. Just click Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. Just wanted to share a little bit more here about what's been going on with Russia and Ukraine. There was a speech by Vladimir Putin recently.
A politician made a speech.
Yep, there was one. Normally I don't really care, Captain, if a politician makes a speech, but this particular one is in the process of potentially moving the world towards a very large conflict. And so it's always interesting to see what the other side is saying. The Western media is always going to show you what Joe Biden and the Western media, states have to say about it. They're never going to really give you an honest picture of what the other side's. And so, like, for instance, when the conflict with George Bush and Osama bin Laden was happening, it was very instructive to read Osama bin Laden's actual words, what he actually had to say. Because, again,
you know, maybe if the media is going to give you anything, they'll give you a little bit of out of context, you know, from here or there.
They're certainly neither fair nor unbiased.
No, definitely not. Now, to be clear, I am not going to read the full speech. It would take forever because he's a politician. You know how they are, right?
They
talk a lot. However, there is a gentleman who is a professional translator of Russian. His name is Konstantin Kisin, K-I-S-I-N. He's on Twitter. He also has one of these Substack accounts, Konstantin Kisin, with a K, Konstantin. And he's reproduced what he did was he took the full speech of Putin and he summarized it. So he did us a favor, because I listened to one of Putin's speeches a couple of weeks ago, and it was a half an hour long, and so this is going to be
a little more. Can talk for a long time.
Yeah, and to be fair, the guy has some interesting things to say, especially when it comes to Western hegemony.
Well, I've always found that it's a really effective tactic to let them speak about their enemies if you want the dirt on whichever country.
Yeah, they give it to you straight, usually.
Usually. They will have legitimate concerns that they will voice effectively.
He won't tell the truth about Russia.
Oh, of course
not.
But
he'll give you the truth about the American foreign policy.
Exactly.
So Konstantin points out, he says he wishes everyone in the West would listen to Putin's speech. But since that won't happen, he says, let me summarize as a professional translator for 10 years. He states, as he's done from the outset, what his intentions and complaints are in the plainest terms possible. Setting aside his brief comments on the recent referendums, and he puts that in quotes, he spends most of his speech discussing the West. His primary complaint isn't NATO expansion, which gets only a cursory mention. He says the West is greedy and seeks to enslave and colonize other nations like Russia. The West uses the power of finance and technology to enforce its will on other nations, to collect what he calls the hegemon's tax. To this end, the West destabilizes countries, creates terrorist enclaves, and most of all seeks to deprive other countries of sovereignty. He says it is this avarice and desire to preserve its power that is the reason for the hybrid war that the collective West is waging on Russia. They want us to be a colony, he says. They don't want us to be free. And of course, we know Russia's not free.
No.
We know it is, you know, arguably one of the least free countries.
I mean, so far, I got to say, spot on. And also, you are describing Russia.
They want Russians to be a mob of soulless slaves, is what Putin says. And that's apparently a direct quote. The rules-based order the West goes on about is nonsense. Who made these rules? Who agreed to them? Russia is an ancient country and civilization and will not play by these rigged rules. The West has no moral authority to challenge the referendums because it has violated the borders of other countries. So just to focus on that for a moment. You've got these referendums that happened over several days in the eastern areas of Ukraine. And, of course, before they even happened, they were being called a sham. Right. It wasn't, let's send the UN election minders in there and have them certify that they're actually doing the election in a voluntary manner and that no one's being coerced.
I don't need to know any facts about this to tell you what's really happening with it.
Yeah, they didn't want to verify whether the election was being done legitimately. They just basically wiped it away and said, nope. We're not going to acknowledge
this. So there's nothing legitimate about elections, really, when it comes to governments. All elections are illegitimate because all you're doing is forcing the minority of people to the will of the majority.
Well, unfortunately, that is democracy, and it sucks. We don't like it here, but in reality, we haven't moved past that as a people, Captain. Well,
so here's my thought with this. So far, they've done this before. They've done polls. They've done these sort of things before, and you cannot get these regions to say that they would rather be part of Ukraine than part of Russia. Obviously, ideally, it would be a thing where the individual gets to choose which country they are or are not a part of. People aren't ready for that.
Nope.
I'm aware of that. So the next best thing, I think, would be that the individual would get to choose which country they are a part of, since we're not willing to accept the idea of an individual not being part of a country.
I'm sorry, some people actually are ready for that. Just not a lot of them.
A very small number, unfortunately.
That's true.
And for whatever reason, those people are not allowed to go down that path because the rest of the people aren't ready for it, which is completely unfair. and if they went results down that, in all sorts of horrible things.
Well, if they went down that path, it might work.
Well, right. If they allowed people to go down that path, and then those people actually made it work and were able to show well, then, other people how well it works and well, that it does indeed work.
Would feel silly.
Well, here's one thing. As far as people not being ready for it, that is a good point, and it's true,
yeah.
And hopefully we're going to change that over time. But if, or rather when, New Hampshire's people vote to secede peacefully from the United States, I don't see how that is imposing anything on the people who still want to be part of the United States, because if you want to send a check to the IRS, even though you don't live in the U.S., you can do that. In fact, the IRS expects you to.
Well,
if you leave the United States and you go live in Honduras or something like that,
yeah.
The IRS still expects you to send them a check. So it's like, that's not going to change that for them.
No, I can see how that's still imposing something on them. Because, like, if you have, you know, your, you know, ancestral house or what have you, like, you want to live in your house.
You can still live there and follow all the United States rules if you want to. You can pay all the taxes that you want to the United States.
Well, that's the thing, though. They don't want to be part of this government because of what they give the government. They want to be a part of this government because of what they get from the government.
Or what they think they get from the government.
Right.
Well, so, oh, the U.S. military won't be protecting you or
whatever. Both what they actually get and what they think they get. So one of the things that they actually get is a passport that lets them travel to most countries in the world.
Oh, I can't wait to have, like, a New Hampshire passport. That'd be great.
Well, and once that's done, who knows what countries will and will not accept.
But even with that, like, just the fact that you need to have a passport
is
sucks in of itself BS.
It is. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it shouldn't be required.
And it wasn't before World War II.
Right. Human beings should be allowed to just, you know, hey, if I want to wander the earth like Kane from Kung Fu, as long as I'm not hurting anybody or taking anybody's property, why would anybody have a problem with that? If I'm nice and I go and travel to other cultures and other lands and I want to spend several years doing this, why should, or maybe my entire life, maybe that's just how I choose to live. Well, if I'm a nomad who goes from place to place being really nice to other people and making my own way and providing value as I go.
Well, there's three things that people have a problem with that. Number one, you are being unpredictable.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't stand that. Number two, you are showing other people that you can be unpredictable and survive. And they can't stand that. And number three, you might, like, make money in the process of feeding yourself, and they don't get to tax you. And that, no one will stand for.
We're going to continue here with some more of Putin's comments, or what is a summary of his comments here by a professional Russian translator. The number is 603-283-6160. But I will link to the full speech for those that do want to see the actual official speech from the Kremlin, direct from their website. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.